I had made my way through the town of Twitchell and had reached my destination, the livestock auction on the north end of town. Exactly what my ma had told me to do the day I'd left home and gone out to seek my fortune in the world. Okay, Ma hadn't advised me to tip over trash barrels, bark at cars, and heckle a local dog catcher, but the important point is that I had made my appearance at the livestock auction. Now, all I had to do was find a friend who would give me a home. I was pretty sure that would be easy. I mean, what a prize I would be for some lucky person. Handsome, athletic, loyal, humble, and very, very intelligent. The whole nine yards of great qualities everyone wanted to find in a dog, right? Yes, I was pretty sure that finding a home would be a piece of cake. The only problem was that, if you recall, I escaped the clutches of the wicked dog catcher by diving into the garbage barrel at the livestock auction. That part worked fine. The dog catcher grumbled and muttered around the barrel but never looked inside, teehee. And then he went away, still grumbling and muttering. The part of the deal that didn't work so well was that when I was ready to leave the barrel, I discovered that I couldn't get out. Did that make any sense? No. If a dog jumps inside a barrel, he ought to be able to jump out. But somehow, phooey. Suddenly I found myself stranded, shall we say, inside a stinking garbage barrel, unable to jump out and show myself to all the hundreds of people out there who were probably looking for a dog just like me. Even worse, the barrel contained no food products at all. No French fries, steak fat, bacon grease, or secondhand hamburger buns. You know what was inside that barrel? About 15 chunks of concrete. In other words, rocks. Nothing to eat.